Et Naim, Nikki Yasam Hilo, Nikki Machuptamaidu. Hello, everyone. My name is Hilo, and I'm Machuptamaidu. We acknowledge and are mindful that Chico State stands on lands that were originally occupied by the first people of this area, the Machupta, and we recognize their distinctive spiritual relationship with this land and the waters that run through campus. We are humbled that our campus resides upon sacred lands that have sustained the Machupta people for centuries and continue to do so today.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. We are First Generation, One of Many. Our mission is to create an archive of discussions with and about first generation student experiences in and out of the classroom. We hope to continue raising awareness and understanding, provide voice for students and alum, as well as present resources for faculty, staff, and students working for and collaborating with first generation students. Super excited to be here today with our guest and, of course, our co-host, Joshua Winning Hill. How are you, Josh?
Great. Today is a wonderful day in Chico, California again. Thankfully, it's not 106, but it's hot enough to at least go swimming if you have the chance to.
But it's 104.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, gosh.
That's okay. What my Apple Watch says, unless it's lying to me.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking it was like 100 or something, but hey, I guess when you get used to it, right? It's kind of like, eh. What's 5 more degrees?
I also haven't been outside since 8 in the morning, so I'm the best resource.
Yeah, that's one shocking thing, right? When you work in an air-conditioned building all day and then you walk outside all of a sudden to go to the car and go home and stuff, how that a weird sensation. It's almost like a pressing in a sense of like, oh, just all of a sudden walking in that. So, but exciting news and information about our podcast that I have been working with NASPA and one of their associate directors on a program they have called First Gen Forward. And they have 215 campuses across the country who are part of this program, and they all collaborate together and work on different projects and share resources to help enhance first generation student experiences. And and she will be a guest on one of our episodes coming up in the next week or two, but she has been connecting us with people from different campuses now in that program around the country. So that'll be exciting for us to start getting more voice out there and then hearing from people around the nation. Should be really fun and exciting as we move forward with that. So let's jump right into our quotes for today. I think it might not really give an idea of what the topic is. Usually they kind of like spell it out, but these are a little more coded, I guess, if you will. But if you know the person who said the quotes, then you might easily understand what our topic is right away. And then, of course, we'll tell you what it is. But it's fun to kind of leave it hanging there. So the first quote is, "Nature is cruel, but we don't have to be." And that's a very fitting for our guests today, what they do in their work and how they support students and staff and faculty. And then the second quote leads right into that as well, the diversity of people they get to work with is, "The world needs all types of minds." And both of these quotes come from Temple Grandin, an activist in the agricultural field and education. And so there it is. Today our topic is student success in the College of Agriculture at Chico State. And we've had one episode. We had two professors and the former AS president on for an episode talking about working in ag. That was a great episode. And it's interesting to me, I've never been in the field of ag, never worked in it per se, but I grew up in a town where my high school in the front parking lot had a rodeo rink arena out in the parking lot, and there was a team, and they had FFA and they would do all their stuff right on campus. And the big sign right out in the high school, it said beef. It's what's for dinner. So, so I've grown up around it and learned a lot about it from different people, and have been able to develop a different, I guess, appreciation by knowing some of the things that happen within ag and the people involved and some of the causes and practices and those kind of things and beliefs that go along with it that we don't necessarily get to see just in the general everyday media talking about agriculture. So let's jump into our guests today. First, we have Denise Crosswhite. Denise has been at Chico State for over 20 years and calls it her home. She's earned 2 degrees from Chico, a BA in organizational communication with a minor in leadership, as well as a master's in social science with an emphasis on career and life planning. She's been fortunate to work at her alma mater for the past 16 years and is currently serving as the College of Agriculture Advising and Retention Specialist. As a first-generation college student, Denise is passionate about engaging students and providing them the valuable resources available for their success. Hello, Denise.
Hello. Had to get that myself off mute.
Hey, we're still, you know, we're still learning after a year and a half of pressing mute and not mute and when to unmute. And
exactly.
But hey, you know, our podcast, you could be unmuted the whole time if you'd like, if there's no noise around. And then it's fun, right, Teresa, to have the unmuted part, because then we get reactions sometimes to what people say, and it's funny, and we're muted, and then we miss out on the fun laughter that goes with some of the things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, welcome. Great to have you here. And we're going to get a little bit more into what you're doing on campus. So it's great to have you here today.
Great. Thanks.
Awesome. And along with Denise, another one of our guests today is Lindsay Jeffrey. Lindsay Jeffrey is a student success and retention support specialist in the College of Agriculture. She was born and raised in Chico, California, and attended Butte Community College and transferred to the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. Lindsay moved back to beautiful Chico and pursued her Master's of Education at Chico State. Her overall goal is to support underrepresented students in higher education. Super excited to have you with us, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Can't wait to get to know a little bit more about both of you. And to start us off, I have the first question. So I know we've gone over the titles of your positions, but can you both tell us a little bit more about what your role is on our Chico State campus? And if we could start with Denise, then Lindsay.
Sure. So it's kind of funny, as we were preparing to talk with you today, you know, I jokingly said, I'm not 100% sure what my job is. So I've been in my role since July 7th of this year. And so I'm very new to the College of Ag. I'm not new to Chico, as you heard from my bio. But I think, you know, what drew me to this position was the opportunity to work directly with students. I'm really excited to be able to support students outside of the classroom so that they can excel inside the classroom, right? And so what our office really does is provides that one-on-one support for students so that they can be successful and hopefully graduate, right, in 4 years or 5 years, depending on their career objectives. And so my role specifically, I get to work with our student leaders through our inner club council. I get to work with our ag ambassadors through our recruitment efforts. So whether it's to area community colleges or high schools, you know, helping to recruit strong candidates to Chico State's ag program. There are about 3 really strong ag programs in the state of California. Fresno State, Fresno, the 2 Cal Poly, so San Luis Obispo and Pomona, and then Chico. And so we really compete against other schools to be able to get good quality candidates here, but not just in our state, but to have them leave our state. And so we want to make sure that we're keeping our students in California. And so my passion has always been for working with our first-gen students and helping to provide them with some of the foundational skills that maybe they didn't walk into the campus with. And so that's what I'm hoping I get to do in this position. And so far, that seems like what I am doing.
Awesome. That's amazing. Thank you. I can't wait to ask you more questions about what you just spoke of, because I feel like I'm like, oh, I want to ask about this. I didn't know about that. But we'll get to that. Lindsay.
Yeah, so I work in the Student Success Office in the College of Agriculture, and I support Denise, and she's just started in July, and she's taking it and running with it. So I'm really excited to see where our growth is going with our college. Like Denise was mentioning, our office is just a one-stop shop for our students. So anything, registrar, financial aid, academic advising, professional development. And then like those really tough situations that some of our students are facing, we're here to support them during those times. And then the good times, students coming in and they're excited to go back home to visit. And we have a strong connection with our students because we are such a small department. So that's really nice. Another piece that I'm doing too in the College of Agriculture is our Chico STEM Connections Collaborative Program, so CSC Squared. That's been going now for, I think it's been 5 years now, and it's a wonderful program that supports our students in the College of Agriculture and STEM majors. And when I went to graduate school, I really had a hard time because I did not work in higher education. And so I remember my first conversation with my professor, like, why are you even in grad school? And then I just really sat back and reflected on like my experience. And I really wanted to be an advocate to support first generation students because I missed that when I was in college. So that's my overall goal. And in the College of Ag, I can do it. So I love my job.
Awesome. And that is right. One of the main goals that we should have as people is loving our job. I think that's an incredible thing because we don't always hear that from every single person, right, that we talk with necessarily for different reasons. Could be the amount of time they've been in the job. It could be the job itself. Could be the job has switched and changed because of different things or people involved. So that's great to hear that the College of Agriculture is in good hands with the two of you. And to just recap or refresh for listeners, in case I missed in the beginning, I forgot to say something, but this is our fifth episode like this where we are highlighting the success centers or success offices or labs or studios. So each college at Chico State, we have 7 of them. Each of them have an office or a lab or a studio. I say that because each college named them differently based on what they were going for and marketing for their students. But the CARS is the acronym for
College Advising and Retention Specialist.
Thank you. College and Advising Retention Specialist.
Yes.
Thank you. And so so that's where we're coming from for this episode. And I forgot to mention that at the beginning, but we do have others out there. If you're listening and you're in one of the colleges, you can find those on our site. And I will be sending the CARS an email with links to all the episodes. And then that way you can forward it out and share, use marketing with your students to get them to be able to hear about what you do. Because as Teresa mentioned, you have a lot you mentioned, and we want to hear more about some of those things. And then you can share this with your students, staff, and faculty in the college so then they can hear, because you can't tell everybody about all the things you do. That would take up most of your time. And so this way, it's another way to get that message out there. So right into that then, can you elaborate on what you two are doing in the College of Agriculture around student success? What are some programs that maybe that you're running, or what kind of resources do you provide when students come in? You said as a one-stop shop to come do those things, but do you have some specifics you can share?
Yeah, so I'll start real quick. One of the things that my job focuses around is data and collecting data and then assessing it to figure out how we can do better and what we are doing. And so as I'm learning, some statistics have really, kind of stood out to me. So 62% of the students in the College of Agriculture identify as first generation. which is a significant number, right? And one of the things that drew me to this college was the fact that there was such a high number of first-gen students. Because if you have a department that has a lot of first-gen students, then in order to succeed, you're going to have to change some of the ways that you have always done things, right? And so I think that's what I'm really excited about coming into this position and looking at what this office has already done to be successful. And I'll kind of name a couple of things and then Lindsay maybe wants to elaborate. I think that, you know, one of the really big advantages in our college is that it's small enough where our faculty still do faculty advising, so mandatory advising. So all of our students in the College of Ag have to meet with our faculty advisor at least once a year, some twice a year. And that I think is important because it's more than just an advising session about, you know, what classes to take, but it's what do you want your future to look like? How do you want to see yourself in the future? And so I think that's one program that I think not every college on our campus has the luxury of having faculty advisors who are as engaged with their students as ours are. Lindsay, do you want to share one?
Yeah, I would say also we have a tutoring program which started last term, and that's been really helpful for our students as well. Again, it's STEM program, so it's challenging coursework, and we want to make sure our students have that resource available to them. So we have a tutor. We had three tutors last semester. This year, we're going to have two instead of one, so that's great. But again, we're going to have that support that's needed for our students. With the CSC Squared program, this program supports students who are Hispanic, first generation, and or low income. So that's another support that our students have that have to be in one of the STEM majors. So animal science, agricultural science and education, and our plant and soil science option. But this is a wonderful opportunity and a program for students who are meeting the eligibility requirements. We have a study center for our students. We have me, who serves as their academic advisor, professional development. And then also with the study center, it just builds a great piece of community. So students are able to share something with their fellow peers. And I think that's a great aspect as well. And the biggest part of the CSC Square program is students have opportunities to do undergraduate research, and it's paid. And not even just with it being paid, they get to have a wonderful 8 to 10 weeks of hands-on field experience. And a lot of my students, they end up going to grad schools or PhD programs. So it's just another avenue for our students. We also have a lot of other research opportunities for our students as well. It's and again, we have the 800-acre farm. So there is plenty of work to be done and research to be completed too for the students.
I would say another program that our college is very proud of is all of our new students. So our first years, as well as our transfers, all are required to take a one unit class that really walks them through what does it mean to be a student here at Chico State. It gives them information about all of the majors in the College of Ag. So it prepares them if they maybe make a decision to change their major focus. But it really, builds that sense of community in a course where you're getting to know all of the other students that are new. And so we have three faculty who teach seven sections It's about 233 students overall who all have to take this one unit class. But it's a really great resource. So staff can come in and talk about the e-advising tools that are available through their student center. We have opportunities for the counseling center to come in or for them to learn how to navigate the registration process for spring semester. Maybe not as, it's not really a, it's more like a safety net, right? So that they have a place and a faculty member who knows a lot about our college and how to succeed in our college. And then of course we support them by going and presenting in classes as well. But I think overall there's just a lot of different opportunities our students have to be engaged and connected to this college.
Great. And you mentioned all of these things and you keep talking about students and numbers, but can you tell us how many students are in the College of Agriculture? Do you have that?
I do. The best numbers I have right now is about 960.
Oh, great.
Okay. In undergrad and grad programs, but the grad number is fairly small. Most of the grad students are in our agri-science education in a credential program.
Got it. So that's a great number, though, amount of students that you work with. And so in terms of what you've all told us about your program and kind of what all the support that you offer our students, in addition to supporting the students, how are there any resources or what are the programs that you all work with to also support faculty and staff? If they, let's say they had students in their classroom to share their resources, or do you have any existing relationships in terms of support for your faculty and staff and within ag?
Yeah, so the CARS program that Josh talked about, one of our roles is to support faculty and staff in how to advise students, how to be a resource. I just did a survey with our faculty about what different resources they want to learn more about. You know, they talked about, well, I'd love to learn about our wellness options. So if I have a student that is in my office, where can I send them if they need help? You know, can I walk them somewhere? We also have, we have a dedicated person, Jeff Harrington, in the Career Center, and we encourage the faculty to send information to him and then him back to them if they have information about internships or job opportunities after college for our students. I think Lindsay can talk a little bit more about our faculty, but I think our faculty are pretty close-knit, especially given the amount of research they're doing, the fact that we have a farm where a lot of our faculty spend a lot of their time. We have new faculty who will go through training with our advising office on campus so that they can be kind of brought up to speed on what needs to be, what's important for a faculty to know about advising.
Thank you. Regarding CSE Squared, do students have to apply to be a part of that, or can they join in at any point in time being that they fit within the majors?
Yes, great question. So they have to apply. So typically it's been a little bit harder since the pandemic and getting my applications rolling in. So I'm hopeful we'll get some more applicants, because when I hear Denise's number, I'm like, just being first gen, that's one of those eligibility requirements. And you know, we have all these wonderful programs on campus, and I want them to have even more support and resources. So it's just a quick application process. I review the eligibility requirements and then send them an email if they are approved for the program.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm sure we will put a link in the show notes to that application so people can go directly there. Yeah. I wanted to share you were talking about the staff, the faculty, and the close-knit community and everything. And I know I've made some great relationships and friends inside of Ag. And so I need to reach out to Garrett, is one of the soil professors. And I keep forgetting to ask him. He said he was going to help me long ago, and I keep forgetting, but I got to get some information on how to optimize my garden at home. What do I need to do to improve my soil? Because some years it's flourishing, and then the next year part of it flourishes and part doesn't. So I want to get my winter crops going, so I got to reach out to him and get that information. And not only is Denise new, the College of Agriculture has a whole new dean who also started probably even after Denise, I believe. And so, but I was walking across campus one of the first times over the summer of really being back on campus, and happened to bump into the former dean. It was his last day, and I didn't know that. We were just chit-chatting there, and he and I had been on a couple of different groups for different things around science and math and some of the integrations of some policies and on campus. And so we were sitting there, and he said, "Hey, God, be quiet." And I stood there with him, and he goes, "Oh, look over there, look over there." And there was a river otter on campus just cruising through, hucking shells and eating and cruising under the bridge. And he said, "This is such a nice memory on my last day to remember campus by." So that was fun. So now all this information is great and has been, you know, informative and helpful, but it makes me ask an important question. How do people access your services?
So much like most of the campus, we are trying to do as much as we can in person. However, we also know that we have a lot of virtual students in the College of Ag who are not taking any classes on campus. We also know that we have students that are concerned about COVID. And so we really are kind of mixing it up. We have in-person meetings, we have virtual meetings. You know, I think that much like the rest of the campus, we're trying to do the best with what we have, right? We're a small department. And so technically our office is open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. We do have our door locked, and we ask that you knock so that if we're in our offices, we can mask up and come out and serve the students.
Great. And do you have a like a virtual room that people come into for advising, or is it by appointment only?
For me, I will speak on that. I do appointments, but it's movement. I would say it's moving and grooving right now. But I tell students, just shoot me an email and I will try to get you in the same day. I know how important it is with deadlines. Like last week, we were really busy with the ad drop period. It makes it easier for the student. So we try to squeeze them in as best as we can. I would say the College of Ag is fortunate because we have our advising interns too. So we have, and there's 4 of them. So we have that additional support as well. If I can't meet with them, Denise can't meet with them. We have 4 other people that might be able to meet with them. And again, we have their program advisors too. So we have a lot of support if needed, but I would say for me, it's appointment or just shoot me an email and I'll hop on Zoom.
Yeah, we all have bookings set up so the students can schedule appointments. Currently, I think on our website, all of our drop-in hours for our advising interns, which are, it is a room in Zoom where they can, students can drop in anytime. We have about, 30 hours of advising with the advising interns, including Bree, who you talked about, who you met with last in another podcast. She is currently in the credential program, but she is still one of our advising interns. And she is available evenings. So we actually expanded our advising to 7 o'clock 4 nights a week so that students have that access outside of regular hours. you know, I think if I remember reading one of the reports of a couple days ago, I think Lindsay has met with 64 students just in the last week. And that was probably only about half of the number that she actually met with. These are just the ones that that were long enough conversations that she needed to put notes into Chico State 360. So she really does the majority of the hands-on advising, and she is amazing at it. I'm still learning, and it's been so nice to be able to listen to her talking to students and helping to, you know, guide them to maybe make some decisions that they don't even know yet that they really need to make. And so, you know, I can't say enough good things about Lindsay and about how comfortable she makes students feel. And so if I can just maybe half the, you know, advising support that she is, I think our college is going to have amazing things happen this year.
Wow. Can I go back to school and now be an ag student just to get Lindsay's support in my life decisions?
You should.
That would be great. So, and after 20 years of working in student affairs, I was doing a lot of the same work, advising and supporting students in retention and all these things. To hear 64 in 1 or 2 weeks?
I think that was a week.
In a week.
That was this last week.
Wow. So, wow. Thanks for being here, Lindsay. I'm sure there's like a line of people in your waiting room if you have that many. But yeah, thanks for taking the time out from that. Wow. 64. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's a good amount. You must be weird. But thank you for what you do for our students.
Yeah. Thank you. Definitely. Wow. I know in the classes I teach, there's often usually at least 1, 2, 3 ag students. And they always say how great it is to be an ag student on campus, but they don't give me all the details, so.
I know you both have shared a lot about your program and what you do for students. And so as we get ready to wrap up, we want to give you both the opportunity, if there's any data or information you want to share about whether it's your program or resources out there for the listeners, feel free to go ahead and share out. And if not, then.
Anything you think we missed? Or some other gem hiding there that just popped into your thoughts.
You know, I think having worked on this campus for as long as I have, I've had the opportunity to work with ag students over the years, and I've always been super impressed at the way they hold themselves, the way they speak with others. And I think a lot of that comes from a lot of our students participate in FFA or in 4-H, you know, as younger students. And so I think when they get here, they're already really ready to be a part of something bigger than themselves, which I think is great. You know, we joke about I don't know if this college does, but I used to joke with others about, like, you know, that club of the blue jackets, right? The FFA students, and how, you know, incredible they are at managing a lot of different expectations. And so, you know, you see a lot of College of Ag students in leadership positions in other organizations and in clubs. And so, you know, if you're listening and you have the chance to hire a student from the College of Ag, I would definitely tell you to do so, because, you know, I think our students know how to work hard, how to balance their extracurriculars with their academics. Yeah, so that's something I'll say. Hire our students because they're amazing.
Yeah, Lindsay, anything pop in for you?
Yeah, I just think I've started working on campus. It's only been 2 years. You know, this is my first time in higher education. And I went to school, so I've seen that piece of a student, but it was, you know, coming into the College of Ag, our students are phenomenal, and
And it's just, I'm so happy to be a part of their education and just what we get to share with one another. And, you know, it's, I feel like every time I get met with a student and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're graduating. And then, you know, like COVID happened, so I couldn't attend the graduation. And then now I have students that are coming in because it's almost been 2 years and they're like, Lindsay, I'm graduating this year. And it's just like such an accomplishment because, you know, our students all have been through so much and just being a part of that journey with them. And now it's coming close to the end for some of them this fall and then spring. I'm just so appreciative being able to work with them and support them at their time at Chico State.
That's great. And it is nice to hear all those things. And then also what you're doing around the virtual support, because as we continue to move forward, the virtual experience for college students will not be going anywhere. It's going to just expand for people to have opportunities to have those choices of doing a Chico Flex or, you know, high flex class where it's in person and at home, and then some online and some in person. So it's going, it's good to hear that you're moving in that direction to support students that way, that they know they can move forward with those choices and feel a lot more comfortable and confident in the classes they get to take and still have that available to them. So wonderful to hear.
And I was just going to say, because I've worked for the last 16 years in student affairs, it's really nice to be on the academic affairs side. Much like a lot of people on the academic side don't always know what the student affairs side do. You know, it's nice to kind of see that glimpse into all of the things that staff do in all of the colleges, because I do have that opportunity to meet with the other CARS staff to be able to learn and grow from what they're doing in their colleges to help benefit our college. And so it's great having the campus and the, you know, the chancellor's office really support all of this work we're doing to continue to, you know, encourage our students to graduate in a timely manner, but not forsaking their experience in the process. And so I think having, you know, Lindsay and I here to help them make sure that they take the classes that they need to take, so that they have room for some classes they want to take as well, right? Because college would be really boring if you just took the classes you needed to graduate, right? Sometimes you need that random art class or that random, you know, diversity class or MCGS class. So, I mean, I think that that's one of the things that I really am enjoying, learning how we as an academic unit support students in having that full experience.
Yeah. And for years I used to give students that message, hey, GE, you can explore, take stuff that you think you'll never get to take and have fun with it. And then there was a transition where people would say, well, we probably shouldn't be doing that with their classes because we want them to take everything that's meaningful to their career. And I thought, wow, that wasn't my experience as a college student. I took plenty of random classes and sometimes they were the things I learned the most from. Not so much the course material always per se, but learn more about myself as a person, learn more about my classmates, learn more about the world. I mean, so those were great in those areas. And then I could tie them to the areas that I was focusing on for my studies. So it's good to hear that because, right, one of the messages over the last 18 months has been, hey, self-care, wellness, mindfulness, all these things. A class in and of itself could very well be that extremely important part of someone's mindfulness and wellness that they get to detach from the stuff that might be stressful to them as a student because they know this is my career and I got to do really well in everything and I want to keep improving. But now I get to go over and take this history class that is just fun for me and it helps me. So it's great to hear that because that's probably something that students are going to keep needing moving forward with the, we see the demands and the stress that do come with being a student so highly focused on a career path to have that. Yeah. So great to hear. All right. Well, once again, we have reached the social construct of time and we are out of it for today. So it is that time to hear recommendations. Denise, what do you have to share with listeners today? And you are muted. So
Again, that's my thing, I guess.
Nope.
number one, I always tell students to get involved. That's, you know, the key is, you know, when you're in high school, you know, a lot of times there's those same cliques that, you know, keep, you know, everything. If you're in one, then you are a part of this group. When you get to college, you learn that there aren't very few of these cliques, and all you need to do is raise your hand, and by raising your hand you're going to probably be elected to do something, and that's how you start to make Chico State feel like home. So that's one piece of you know, recommendation. My second one is, if you haven't been to the Chico State Health Center, please do so. They have a lot of great resources students don't always know about. And especially their over-the-counter medicine. So if, you know, if you have a cold and you just need to take a cold medicine, you can get it at a third of the price that you would get it at Target. They're open during the same hours the campus is open. And then lastly, for fun, I'm loving me some TikTok. You know, you can find recipes. You can learn how to clean that really nasty bathroom that you don't know how to clean. But my biggest thing that I tell students and myself is, I always put on a timer of 30 minutes, because all of a sudden, you know, 2 hours have gone by and you are just watching puppy videos. But, you know, if you just need that 15-minute kind of step back from school, put on a timer, turn on some TikTok, and like look for a different topic. So whether it's positivity or yoga or something you can do in a classroom when you just have 5 minutes to relax, there's actually some really great stuff. So that's mine.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. How about you, Lindsay? What do you have today?
So I totally agree with Denise for getting involved in the College of Ag. It's easy to do so. We have a lot of clubs and organizations. There's a lot of hundreds of clubs on campus and opportunities that you might not even knew existed of doing like research, internships. We have a lot of opportunities. So getting involved is the best piece of advice I can give. And also utilizing the Career Center, before you know it, 4 years flashes and you are looking for employment opportunities. So checking out that Career Center. And I think the best benefit of the Career Center is, even when you graduate, that resource is still available to you. So make sure you're using that. And I think that was, and I don't watch TikTok, so I'm not too familiar with it. One day I might be, but if that's anything with cooking and cleaning, I would probably be saying you should hop on TikTok.
Oh gosh, I had to laugh. I don't do the TikTok watching much either myself, but one time I did find myself going down this rabbit hole of learning from dentists of how to clean your teeth better. So there are plenty of things out there. And the recommendations that Denise and Lindsay shared, of course, will be in the show notes. But also I wanted to emphasize, because we have listeners who are not at Chico State and not even in higher education. We have high school listeners, because teachers in high schools are sharing this with their students. So whatever school you're at, whatever phase you're in for your education, getting involved can be an extremely important part for your development as a person and a student and all of those things. So definitely take that information. I have one to share that's a new and exciting thing at Chico State is Wildcat Computing Support. I'm going to share, and that's a new service that I get to be part of in my new role as an information technology consultant. And it is, there's a website. You can go to Chico State and then do a /WCS. And that gives you to the site, and we have about 15 or 16 different types of software where we have the what is it, how do you access it, how do you use it, tutorials, all kinds of things on there for you. And then we have a support desk on the second floor of the library. And right now it's only in person from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, but we are looking to expand and hopefully adding some other features like the virtual aspect of hours where students can then come in and get technology questions answered and support around those areas. So that's what I wanted to share. And Teresa.
So I don't have any resources. This was also a resource episode for myself to learn a bit more about the different support centers out there at Chico State for our students. And so I did ask a bunch of my own questions. So I was learning at the same time as our audience is going to be learning when they listen to this. But first and foremost, I'll just always say as a bottom line resource is to always do something to take care of yourselves, especially with our students and being in the third week of school. The work is starting to pile on if it hasn't already, and it's going to start feeling overwhelming for certain students. And so just make sure you take some time out of your day to take care of yourselves. Call that person, text that person who always can bring you up, cheers you up, makes you laugh. Take that little break for yourself. So yeah, but I'm excited for the beginning of semester and to have had this conversation with both you, Denise and Lindsay, and Josh. Thank you all so much for being here with us today. And that would wrap up our episode on the College of Agriculture Student Success Center. Thank you all so much for being here with us today. And of course, to our listeners, as Josh has mentioned, you will find the resources mentioned in our show notes. So feel free to check it out. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. And listeners, thanks for listening.